Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of The Miracle Man here on Tuesday, December the 3rd of 2019. By the way, I want to give a shout out to my parents. It just happens to be, today happens to be their 14th wedding anniversary today. So that's awesome. We know either you are listening or you will be listening soon. And I think it's awesome that they've been able to be married for the last 14 years. You know, that really is awesome when you can have great longevity in a marriage. I mean, what better can you ask for? They love God. They love me and my brother. It's just awesome. So, I just really wanted to give my parents a shout out live here on the Miracle Man Show. As after all it is, it is their anniversary today. Now I want to let you know about an event that is this week at Living Word Church. It's the annual leadership conference held every December, and it's awesome. It's about focused on leadership principles. And by the way, great leadership principles are not just for pastors and preachers. They're for our lives. And a lot of great things are taught at the leadership conference. As I said, every year it's in December. Though the timing is not my favorite, what comes out of it is amazing. Like I say, it is what it is, and to me, it's more about the outcome that comes out of it. Well, I honestly admit to you that when it's over, I turn on the Christmas music right when I get in the car. Yes. But like I said, the outcome of it is, you know, the anointing of God is powerful there. And I know God is going to do a thing. He always does. He always comes through for us. And he's still working on us. As I would say, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun, the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How lovely and patient he must be if he's still working on me. Now, I just thought of something. To God, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like a day. So, 1,000 years equals 24 hours. Then 100 years is basically, 3 hours. 3 hours. Like 2.5 hours. And a year would be like, 3 minutes? No, like 6 minutes. 180 divided by 100. 180 minutes divided by 100. That'd be like 2 minutes. Literally 2 minutes. Pretty crazy, isn't it? 2 minutes. Oh, maybe that's why time goes by so fast. Because doesn't it seem, Brittany, like time just keeps going by faster, 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 faster.
Yeah.
Slow it down. It does go by really fast, and I've noticed that the older you get, it doesn't go by slower. As you get older, it goes by quicker. In my mind, I was starting to slowly notice that a little bit. Even like when I was 10 compared to when I was 5. Even back then, I was used to being told that we were living in the last days. And I used to wonder if it was because of that. But then years later, as time continued to go on, I continued to notice that as you're age continues to increase, time goes by faster. I did not want to say the O word. So that's why I just said, as your age, as your numbers continue to go up, yeah, your numbers aren't what they once were. But we're so glad that you could join us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing the program tonight. And it is another great Tuesday night here on The Miracle Man. And I have a testimony to share with you. Although, normally on Testimony Tuesday, I would read one of the miracles of Jesus. But with this week being the last week before I start teaching on the holidays the next couple weeks, I wanted to get a couple more Proverbs done. Am I going to touch some on some miracles? Yes. I am tonight. But the miracle I want to share with you is this. Bonnie Petrisevic, she's a grandma figure to me, has been for a long time. She had been admitted into the hospital about 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago, in fact. She was in a coma for like 8 days. Well, basically, let me rephrase this. Yeah, her kidneys and her liver had not been working very well. Suddenly, about a week ago, she woke up. And it was getting to the point that she was able to memorize people. I went in there about a week ago, and I was amazed. She credits the power of God. Totally. She still has a long ways to go. But God is moving. Bonnie, if you're listening, we continue to pray over you. And I know that other people are praying for you also. We're gonna see that healing, complete restoration and manifestation of the healing, Bonnie. We're gonna see that manifest in your body. Right there, right now. And anytime I can have a testimony like that to share with you guys, it's just awesome. Because after hearing a testimony like that, see, it gives you hope for whatever you're believing for. Helps to build up your faith. Obviously, the way you build up your faith is by hearing, and hearing the Word of God preached. Yes, read your Bible. Reading your Bible is not how faith comes. It comes by hearing. You are deposited a measure of faith when you give your life to Jesus. That is very true, very clear. However, as you go to church, pay attention to the Word of God. You're building up your faith. As you pray to God, you know, and you got to stir up the faith that is within you. You can't be doubting. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't live by what I see. I don't live by what I feel. Deep down, I know that God is here with me. And I know that I can do anything. Through Him, I can do anything. I can do all things, for it's Him who gives me strength. That's what I confess. My prayer is that you listeners are confessing that stuff over your lives as you go about and walk through this life. Because it takes faith to live today. Oh, try living without faith? Not going to work. No, it's not. It's not going to work. Trying to live without faith. You'll find that it's just difficult. But if you choose to live by faith instead, you'll find that it's a lot easier for you. All right. Now, the plan for tonight is, as we have now entered into the Christmas season, in fact, what do you think of this thing?
I think it's pretty awesome.
The Christmas sweater. Yep, I do. Got several compliments about it. Oh, by the way,
I got one with a reindeer on it. It's got a big old red reindeer nose.
Is it on you right now or no?
No.
Well, it looks just like Rudolph, don't it?
Yep. It's got a giant fuzzball nose.
What about one that looks like Frosty?
I don't know if I have a snowman or not. I don't think.
What's mine look like, or does it just look like a llama?
Yours is a llama, and it has like gold shiny sunglasses on, and it's got like a bell. It's got like soft looking hair on it.
It's got the bells, yeah. But it's got you know, all that. It's got all that fun stuff on it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, you know. You know, I was listening to just a traditional Christmas station in the car today, out, you know, driving around doing errands. And on it, listeners, they weren't just singing all Frosty, Rudolph, Jingle Bells, although all that is great. All of that is great. We do a lot of that on the show. But also, they were singing songs about my baby Jesus. They were singing songs about my Lord Jesus when he was a baby, him being in a manger. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And joy to the world, the Lord has come. And it was just great to see. Right there on a station on my Pandora. As I was, like I said, just driving around to a couple of stores I had to go to, a couple of appointments, and then I had an appointment. And like, yeah, even as I was driving on the highway, all that. Great Christmas music, old time. Some of this might have been before Frank Sinatra, even. I don't know. But I love the classics. Personally, I will admit, I love some of the novelties. Newer novelties as well. And even some of the 70s novelties, like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That artist who made it that originally, he came out with a different song called Don't Make Me Play That Grandma Song Again. Elmo Shropshire. I take it you've never heard of any of these comedy songs, Brittany?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-oh. Gotta fix you. Gotta fix you.
I've heard Grandma's Got Run Over by Reindeer.
But like I just said a minute ago, that same guy who wrote it, that Elmo Shropshire, he made a song making fun of it called Don't Make Me Play That Grandma Song Again.
Yeah, I haven't
I don't know why the radio never played it.
I don't know.
Is it bad? No. It's not. So I don't know why they wouldn't play it. I think it's funny, to be honest with you.
Huh, that's weird.
Yes. And that's another one of the ones that I like. That's another one of the ones that are funny that I really like a lot is that. And then he made one, you know, Chucky got a chainsaw for Christmas. Another one, Santa ain't coming. Goes after kids who are always yelling, give me, give me, give me, give me, want, want. Yeah, he's pretty funny. And there's several different, you know, there's some country ones I like that are pretty funny. Have you slice it? It's just a great time, whether you decorate a lot or you're more into the music. I got to find the Christmas lights to my bedroom. Do you see, like, where there's a small string, like, down in the basement or something? In a bin? Yeah. Just, like, a smaller one, like the kind you'd hang in your bedroom.
Okay. I can
look. Okay. But anyhow, listeners, yeah, like, when I was in Walmart today, she was looking to get some Christmas stuff. I found stuff that you can, like, put on doors. Have you seen some of that before when you've been to Walmart?
Like the window clingy thing?
No, the Christmas things for Christmas. Those Christmas, over in the Christmas section.
What do they, like, look like? Like, what is it?
Don't know what I have to tell you. But it's some pretty, but I know this. It's some really cool stuff. And they had the little things singing. I'm still looking to find that Christmas tree that sings. I want to see that Christmas tree. I want to see that Christmas tree that a Christmas tree that has carols. I mean, excuse me, that has speakers. And you just hook it up to the Christmas station, and it plays music.
My mom's tree has lights that sing.
Awesome. I'm talking about that you'd be able to hook it up to the radio and it dance. I'd love that.
Probably can find that on Amazon.
I'm sure Dr. Buckley would want it because he's a Christmas fanatic too. He'd probably show that to all of us church people and he'd be like, wow, wouldn't he? He would. I think he would, because He likes it all when it comes to the Christmas stuff. One part of Christmas I do not like, fruitcake.
I've never had fruitcake.
Well, I had a taste of it, and I'm not going to take time on my radio show to explain to you why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of why I'm not going to take any airtime to discuss it. Because, needless to say, I did not like it. I was at my grandma's house up there in Cadillac. It was the last Christmas we were with her. She's like, guys, I got some fruitcake. Can I buy a fruitcake? And I'm like, I've never tried it before. I'll see what it's like. Tried it. And I said, now I think I know why someone a few days ago, one of my helpers, told me why it should be banned. Because it was not yummy. Okay, I did just explain it, and it really wasn't that bad. What I mean was the fruitcake was, but the idea, I guess, wasn't, you know? But after taking that bite, I had to agree with that person and say, yes, it should be banned. But you listeners, you can eat all the fruitcake you want. Just don't send any to me. Because I ain't going to eat it. After what I said, you don't think you're going to eat it either, are you?
Who wants fruit in their cake anyway?
Oh, there's like dried fruit and stuff like that. If you went and looked it up online, I don't think you'd ever want to eat a bite of it. I thought it was like some pineapple upside down cake with some certain sweet, amazing frosting. That's what I originally thought it was.
It's not even close.
No. No. Uh-uh. But about everything else, eggnog, Christmas pies from McDonald's. I mean,
eggnog ice cream.
What?
Eggnog ice cream.
Have you had it?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yes. How about eggnog cookies and cream? That'd be even better.
Well, I don't know.
I think so. Sitting there on the couch watching your favorite Christmas movie. because you're too lazy to go eat it at the kitchen table like you're supposed to. By the way, if you're watching the movie and you got the ice cream machine, just put it in the living room while you're watching the movie.
I had eggnog snack cakes the other day, too. I don't know about that.
They're yummy. like those ones I have over top of my microwave. They might be like those, yeah. And I love those.
Huh. I didn't care for them.
The first time I tried them was last year. They're really good. And generally anything with eggnog in it, as long as it's not alcoholic and as long as it's not exactly coffee. I mean, if there's an eggnog frappuccino that doesn't taste like coffee, that I'll gladly drink. But if it tastes a lot like coffee, I'm not going to drink it. But Miracle Man does love himself some eggnog. Do you see eggnog shake up there on the board? Anywhere?
I can't see it. You want me to go look?
Yes.
Right, hold on.
They better have it. They didn't have it last year, listeners. I think McDonald's needs to make the right choice and bring back the eggnog shake. Because I don't know what Snickerdoodle has to do with Christmas. I say nothing.
Or a cinnamon cookie latte.
Oh, latte means it tastes like coffee.
Yeah.
I would just hope that they have the cinnamon cookies by themselves without the coffee.
Coffee?
No. But I like a vanilla bean frappuccino from Starbucks.
Don't they have coffee?
Not really. No. I'm sure Jesus would want some eggnog too, because after all, it's his birthday. So where is it? Where is the eggnog shake machine? Like I was saying, I would totally just have the ice cream machine, like, you know, maybe. If only there was a way. Is there a way to just have the ice cream machine without the freezer and fridge? Just cook it up right next to the couch?
I think so, if you have a big one like McDonald's.
Yeah. Because then, like, you're watching a movie. I even mean, like, a small ice cream machine. Just dreaming, of course. Just dreaming. Because I'm one of those people that I would rather dream big than dream tiny. Speaking of dreaming big, you know, God wants us to dream big. for his kingdom. Maybe instead of seeing yourself win one soul to Jesus over the course of the year, how about if you saw yourself winning 30 souls, 50 souls, 100 souls for the kingdom of God? That is more like what I call big thinking. All right. Now, listeners, so I encourage you real quick, please tell others how they can be a part of the show. Remind them of the number. 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. We hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener, and my assistant will let me on. I mean, will let me know that we have a caller, and then I will let you on. Also, programming night, tomorrow night's show will be earlier because I have the conference starting tomorrow night. All right. Now, I want to sing you a Christmas song. For tonight, for the first song, by the way, for introductions, what I'm doing, the way the Christmas stuff is going to go for this year is I'll do the first song, right before we pray and get into the Word. And then we'll go out with a different song, or maybe once or twice, two songs, after we do sports. Because Thanksgiving was so late this year. And I like to do a lot of different Christmas songs. To cover some of the different artists. So, first one for tonight is I was thinking about Happy Birthday, Jesus. I figured that would be more appropriate. One of the last shows that I do right before Christmas. There's other Christmas songs that we can do at any time throughout the Christmas season, like Joy to the World, which is the one that I will be doing tonight. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, and the angels, sons and daughters. He yields and verses, yields and grace. Repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy. Repeat, repeat the sound in joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove. the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, nature sing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great show tonight. Thank you for these listeners, Lord God, who have made it a point to tune into this program tonight to learn something about you. To learn something about your ways. And as we continue to go about learning about your ways, as we're studying in Proverbs right now, Jesus, thank you that you would show yourself to these listeners tonight, wherever they are. I just thank you that your hand is upon them, your spirit is upon them. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. And I confess over the show right now, in your name, Jesus, that sponsors and partners are coming into this program, that finances are coming into this program, that increases in listenership are coming into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I give you praise and honor and glory for souls coming in to the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. 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 Praise God. Proverbs 10. Praise God. Proverbs 10. And then I'm not going to go to Proverbs 11 tonight, but I will go there tomorrow night. But for tonight, as I was saying, Proverbs 10, and I'm going to begin reading right now. Feel free to turn in your Bible. It's the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures are of no value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry. However, he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent man hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops every summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. By the way, he's not talking about sleeping at night. Blessings crown the head of the righteous. But violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. He who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a disdain for life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks judgment. Wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool invites ruin. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. The wages of the righteous bring them life, but the income of the wicked, or the sinner, brings them punishment. He who heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. A fool finds pleasure in evil conduct, but a man of understanding delights in wisdom. What the wicked dreads will overtake him. What the righteous desire will be granted. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is a sluggard to those who tend him. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the righteous, but it is the ruin of those who do evil. The righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only knows what is perverse. Let's go to chapter 11, and we're going to go down to verse 15. Verse 1. The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. Remember, listeners, we talked about that last night. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them. But the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath. But righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless makes a straight way for them. But the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes. All he expected from his power comes to nothing. The righteous man is rescued from trouble, and it comes on the wicked instead. With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. Even the righteous prosper. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. But by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. A man who lacks judgment divides his neighbor. But a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure. He who puts up security for another will surely suffer. But whoever refuses to strike hands and pledge is safe. I'm going to keep going a few more verses. A kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. The wicked man earns deceptive wages. But he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. The truly righteous man attains life, but he who pursues evil goes to his death. The Lord detests men of perverse heart with perverse heart, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this. The wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is beautiful woman who shows who shows no deception. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath. One man gives freely, yet he gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but he comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. People curse the man who hoards grain, but blessing crowns him who is willing to sell. He who seeks good finds goodwill, but evil comes to him who searches for it. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will drive like a green leaf. He who brings trouble on his family will inherit only wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. It said, did you hear that? It said, listeners, it said, he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more will the ungodly and the sinner? And then, in Proverbs 12, verse 1, I was just skimming past it. We're not going to read that tonight. But talks about how whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But whoever despises correction is stupid. Stupid. That's what it said. Stupid. Yep. God said that. I didn't write the Bible. I'm not old enough to have written it. But God is very clear about the difference between the wicked and the righteous. And when the wicked withhold that, all it does is it leads to their poverty. But when a Christian sows, it really helps them. And to be honest with you, you know, Proverbs is just amazing. It's almost like a manual for life. Don't live in pride. Don't live in sin. Don't. But at the same time, wisdom has all these benefits. Here's what happens if you're wise. Here's what happens if you're not wise. And it just lays it out there. That is why I read a whole 2 chapters again tonight. There's a lot to be learned from these proverbs. And it talks about how God sees things. Here's what God blesses. Here's what he doesn't bless. And it'll be like, if you do this, I will bless you. If you do not do this, I will not bless you. And it's like a manual. There's a lot of these lessons that you learn in Proverbs. Like what we read tonight in 10 and 11. Talks about here's what happens if you're prideful. And basically, in its way, it says pride leads to destruction. Pride comes before the fall. But humility is what you should really want. You know, he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble, and he will lift you up. Jesus said that. Where that comes from? Proverbs. Tomorrow night will be on a shortened time. But tomorrow night, I'm going to delve into Proverbs 12. And then, after tomorrow, we'll pick up Proverbs again, probably at the end of the, at around the first of the year. Not maybe the show before that. Because the teachings of the next couple of weeks will be more based on the birth of Jesus. What does Christmas mean? What is the true meaning? Why did Jesus come? Example, one of the reasons, to destroy the works of the devil. I'm not going to give away the rest of it tonight. You're going to have to listen to those shows that I teach these sermons that we exhort on those things and reading those verses in the course of Luke and Matthew, at least one of them will go through, at least a couple of them will go through twice, or at least once, so that you get everything out of it that I want you to get out of it. And but like I was saying, you know, when I look at these chapters we read tonight, how it talks about how you shouldn't be in pride. It also talks about deception. We should not be living in deception, nor should we be causing deception. Shouldn't be deceiving other people by our own words. I know sometimes it can be a mistake, but we shouldn't just always be in a habit of deceiving other people. We really should not be doing that. Jesus talked about, watch out that no one deceive you. Many people, many false prophets will come and they will say, here he is. Here Jesus is. There he is. Don't believe it. Don't fall for it. You don't want to fall for that. Uh-uh. Talks about how a gossiper will make their gossip. Don't listen to it. Don't be the gossiper either. By the way, while we're on the subject of the mouth, do I remind you that life and death are in the power of the tongue? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. This is why we got to watch what we say. Not only that we don't gossip and tell bear and all those other sins of your mouth, but also that we watch what we say over our own lives. Rather than call yourself sick, call yourself healed. Instead of calling yourself poor, call yourself blessed. Call yourself blessed. Call yourself rich. Call yourself healthy. Call yourself a winner, not a loser. Call yourself a warrior, a conqueror. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. That's the kind of stuff that we say over ourselves. Because the words of our mouth can either bring life to us, or they can lead to our destruction. And the Bible is pretty clear on this. You know, Charles Capps. He's in heaven now, but he did a lot of teaching on the words of Amal. I got to hear him teach once, maybe twice that I know of. My church. I know there was three times, but one of them was back, all the way back in 2000. And I heard it, but we were only 10. It's a little bit different from a few years later in life. At least for me, it was different from what it would be a few years later in life. Like when I was a teenager and we had him. But as I said before, she is in heaven. But he did a lot of great teaching about, like I was saying, the words of our mouth. And how they can breathe life to us, but they can also bring the opposite. That's why it's very important to keep track of what your kids are saying. Very important. And so we should always keep tabs on what come out of our mouth. You know, as we go through our lives, as we live it, as we just to make sure. Let me see, what did I miss here? Oh yeah, wise man stores up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. All because the fool's being foolish, he's inviting ruin into his life. The wages of the righteous bring life, but the income of the wicked brings them punishment. If you heed discipline, you are showing the way to life. If you ignore correction, your lack of knowledge, your lack of listening to correction will lead others astray. That's why it's important that we respect those who correct us. Because when they're trying to correct us, they're not trying to hurt us. If God corrects you, oh yeah, verse 21. Lips of the righteous, nourishment. But fools die because of their lack of judgment. I don't want to be on that list. also. But I want to thank you guys for just letting me impart some things into your life tonight. And I'm really enjoying going through the Proverbs. I really am enjoying it. It really means a lot to me that you guys are choosing to learn something from it tonight. And every time we do the show, for that matter, it really means a lot. Anytime that you just tune into the show, learn something. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time and the word tonight. I thank you that these listeners will learn something, that they can go on in their life and take with them wherever they go. And they can teach others and show them how they should be going about their life. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in terms of sports, last night in the world of football, you had the Seahawks take down the 49ers. Take down the Vikings. 30-26. Vikings are now 8-4, a couple games behind the Packers. The Seahawks are now 10-2. They are now tied, actually, with the 49ers for the NFC West. To be honest, I thought the Rams were going to win the West this year. Not the Seahawks, not the 49ers. And obviously the Cardinals, you know, they're the NFC retirement home. Yeah, they're the NFL's retirement home. Uh-huh. That's where a lot of the older players are. So they're not doing so well. But by the way, the Lions, that's who their next opponent is the Lions' next opponent is the Vikings. By the way, quarterback Driscoll is now out on injured reserve. 4 games left to go, so now we're down to our third-string quarterback. Third-string quarterback. Oh, well. But it is what it is, as they say. Really, it is what it is. It's 3-8-1. That's not what I envisioned the Lions being this year. I figured the most losses they'd have was like 7. They're not making the playoffs this year. They got to play in Minnesota. At that hostile TCF Bank Stadium, which is the place where the Minneapolis Miracle happened a couple years ago. The Minneapolis Miracle, which I remember very well. As they were taking on the Saints. By the way, the Saints are still leading the AFC South. NFC South, excuse me, they're 10-2. A game I forgot to discuss last night also in the NFL. Patriots fall to the Texans. The Texans. And mind you, they were playing over in Houston. Any idea why I called it Houston and not Houston? Not Houston?
Why?
Spread out like 45 miles apart from one extreme end of the town, end of the city limits to the other. Far northwest to far southeast. A city like that deserves that nickname, though.
Right.
And that's within the city limits. That ain't suburbs, even. That's exactly why I call it Houston. And any city like that deserves it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's that huge and that spread out. Because some cities will be like 25 miles or something, maybe 30. This is 40 plus. 45. But so the Texans are leading the AFC South right now. So for the most part right now, let me think here. I'm going to be careful when I say this. What I mean is just make sure I have this right. The Ravens are the best team in the NFL right now, I think, with only one loss. Or maybe they have two. Just like the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Saints, and the Pack. If I call it out by division, I think the AFC North leading, the AFC North leading Ravens, I believe are 11-1 right now. And then tied for second in the whole NFL at 10-2. You have the Patriots from the AFC East. You have, and then for the NFC side, Saints from the NFC South, Seahawks and 49ers from the NFC West, and Packers from the NFC North, who only have two losses. And then from there, it goes on down. I am sure that Seahawks 49ers thing will settle itself out. I expect the Saints to keep winning, especially now that they've got Breeze back, so it should be a breeze. As I love how loud that Superdome gets. And it's great to be a fan of the South. And when you got LSU winning and you got New Orleans winning, that makes that lasagna a lot better. Because remember how I said how Louisiana sounds just like lasagna? I don't think Louisiana's that Italian. It's more Southern. The fried chicken, we'll say them. The fried chicken. Oh, whatever that Cajun, raging Cajun stuff is that they eat, those crazy oysters and whatever that is, I'm just happy with the fried chicken, biscuits and gravy and what have you. Also, NFL picks will be tomorrow night, along with my picks for Big 12 Championship, Big 10 Championship, MAC Championship as it involves the Chippewas, and, yeah, Big 10, Big 12, SEC, and MAC. All coming your way tomorrow. By the way, that means tomorrow. But I said it a way different. That's why I said tomorrow. All right. Basketball. We need to talk. Michigan, as part of the Big Ten SEC Challenge. They take on Louisville tonight from the Chrysler Center. My pick for tonight, Lewis and Clark, 68, hoping and wishing, wishing again, 64. Michigan State versus Duke. Michigan State after losing tonight. They were ranked number 3 in America. Now they're back down to being ranked number 11. As a result of that, they had to play Duke, who was ranked number 10. I'm not sure if this is at Duke or at the Boston. My pick is D'Antonio State, 69. The Dukes. No, the Dukes, 74. D'Antonio State, 69. Those are my college football picks for this evening. Now, Red Wings. 10 straight losses. And what do you know? Last night, 4-1, lost Islanders. Not looking so pretty if you're a Red Wings fan. I do have something that's going to cheer you guys up a bit more. Christmas song. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all Your Christmas is be bright. I'm dreaming. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Just thinking about it as you are outside. Maybe you're in Florida, where a white Christmas may seem foreign to some of you, but those of us up here in Michigan, we know exactly what a white Christmas is. By the way, in order to have a white Christmas, the National Weather Service says you need to have 1 inch of snow on the ground on the morning of the 25th of December. Those are the criteria that the National Weather Service has set forth. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.